والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد. We are still discussing the subject of imamate in the Holy Quran, and we discussed in the previous two lectures about the meaning of Khalifa, and that is about Prophet Adam alayhi salam, when Allah made him as a caliph on earth and asked Malaika, and the Malaika argued about him. And we discussed that in detail, and from that, in short, just to remember, we said that the caliph has to be appointed by Allah, not nominated by people, because Allah said, إِنِّي جَعَلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خِلِفَةً, I am making a caliph on earth. Secondly, we said that in order to prevent corruption and mischief on earth, there must be an infallible, and that infallible may be a prophet or an imam. And thirdly, the presence of infallibles has to be continuous on earth, and presence of an infallible on earth is a necessity for alam al-takwin, the world of creation, part of the creation and existence of the universe. There must be an infallible to preserve this. Of course, all these points are explained in details in hadith of Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhim. There are tens of hadith on each issue, that لا تخلو الأرض من حجة لو خليت لساخت بأهلها, the earth will never be empty of a divine proof of Allah, if it become empty then it will get destroyed, and so on. But now we are going with the Holy Quran. Of course, hadith, there are thousands of hadith support each point from Ahlul Bayt Salamullahi Alayhim. So we said that Imam has to be continuous, and then every time there must be an Imam, and that Imam has to be infallible. And because the people do not know who is infallible, who is not, naturally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to appoint. And that is why Allah said, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, I am making or putting on earth a caliph. So he had chosen, not elected by people as it was thought. So the general subjects of imamate, which are to be discussed in these few lectures, are, to make it in short, number one, to prove that imamate is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not elected by people. Secondly, imam has to be infallible, and that infallibility has to be supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should make him infallible. Third, the earth and the people will never be deprived of a truthful imam, real imam. Four, imam has to be supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a special guidance from Allah and special support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam has to have that character. Five, the deeds of the people are clear for the imam. This is a very important point. Imam is a witness on what the people are doing. So whatever the people will do, their deeds are clear for the imam. Nothing is hidden from the imam of the time. Again, these are points to be discussed in the Holy Quran. And six, imam should have the knowledge of all what the people need about their worldly life, or about the hereafter, and about the beliefs, and about religious issues. So he can't be an imam without a knowledge. Imam has to have complete knowledge of what the people need. 7, it is impossible to find among the people one who is superior to Imam from his moral and spiritual values. So Imam has to be top of the people. No one simulate him in his moral values. These are 7 points in short to be elaborated on in different ayahs of the Holy Quran. Some of these points have been discussed on the ayah of istikhlaf, as we say, that when Allah wanted to make a human being a caliph on earth. We discussed that in detail. Today we are discussing, inshallah, another ayah, and that is about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 124. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. The translation is, and when his Lord tried Ibrahim with certain words, he fulfilled them. He said, surely I will make you an imam of men. Ibrahim said, and of my offspring. My covenant does not include the unjust, said he. This ayah, in the general meaning, in short, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested with a few words, with a special test, and he passed the test, or he fulfilled the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after passing the test successfully, he deserved a higher position and he was appointed as an imam for the mankind. Then when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam saw the imamate is such a great position and has such a great value, he wished this imamate to be among his offspring, among his children. So he asked Allah, and make it among my children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, my covenant will reach not those who are unjust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that the imamate will continue in the offspring of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. But he said, those who are unjust or zalim will not deserve to be imam. So imamate will not reach them. It will reach those who are completely not zalim. But unjust may not be exact, but anyhow, let us accept the translation for the time being, but we will explain the meaning of zalim according to Quran is what. It should be actually not infallible, but then we are going to elaborate that more. Okay, here there are many points to be shown. First of all, when this issue happened to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, this test happened when? Because some of the Mufassirin, those who write exegesis of the Holy Quran, they said, this imamate which is mentioned, I am appointing you an imam for people, it is the same as prophethood. So I am making you an imam means you are a prophet and you are an imam. So imamate is not separate from prophethood. There is such argument in books of tafsir. So the first answer, as we discussed before, the term imam and term messenger, rasul, and term nabi, prophet, are totally different. Their meaning are different, the roots of the in the language is different, and their position is also different. And we say that a person may be a prophet but not a messenger. A prophet, the one who received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A messenger, when he is sent to deliver the message of Allah to people. And then Imam, when he is a leader for the people, to be followed. Imamate is to follow, to be followed. So these are three positions, not one position. So the term basically of Imam differs from the term of Nabi. That is one from the language. Secondly, this story happened after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was already a prophet. It was not that he was ordinary person and then he received the message of Allah, and at time of receiving the message he become an imam. To say this imamate and prophethood is the same. What is the proof for that? It is from the ayah itself. First of all, when you say وَيَدِبْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, what was that ابتلاء? Ibtila is a test, is a trial. Allah has tried Ibrahim alayhi salam with a difficult experiment, and he passed that experiment successfully. When we read the Holy Quran, we say when he established the Kaaba, and the order came, and that was a revelation in a dream, and the dream of the prophets is one type of revelation. يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ, he told his son Ismail that, oh my son, I see in my dream that I am sacrificing you. And Ismail said, يَا بَتِ أَفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, oh my father, do whatever order come to you. You see, the dream was order of Allah, was not ordinary dream like us, because it is type of revelation. And Quran says إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ, it's بلاء. This is a very frank test for Ibrahim, but Ibrahim surrendered to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not argue, did not say, oh my God, I did not have children and at my elderly age I got a child, and this child I brought him in this desert where there is no water, no agriculture, nothing. I left him alone with his mother and I returned back to Palestine, and then this small boy, by chance he did not die and he remained alive, and now that he become adult, we built your sacred house Mecca, and now after all that exercise you ask me that I should slaughter him as sacrifice for you. You see, if ordinary person pass such test, that is probably usual reaction for him. You know, we know from the Holy Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam, first of all, he was a prophet, and he got levels of become. Quran says that he was Awwahun Halim, and then become Khalil, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at his elderly age gave him the good tidings that you will get the children. And the Holy Quran says about his wife, أَأَلِدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوز, I am old lady, how can I get pregnancy? How can I deliver a baby at this age? But then Malaika told her that this is will of Allah. So it was at end life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. At end life, he was a prophet or he was not. Naturally, he was a prophet. He was a prophet maybe at beginning of his life, when he had that argument with his people, and then when they tried to burn him in fire, and when he saved all that and he lived long till his old age and he had no children. Then Allah gave him Ishaq wa Ya'qub and Ismail, all the children. They were at his end of his life, and then the order was to keep Ismail with his mother, to bring them to Mecca. And as the Holy Quran says that the wadi in Ghayr al-Dizar, I put my children in a valley without cultivation. Without cultivation means without water also, because if there is water, there is a greenery. If no water, there is no greenery. So it's complete desert, no water, no cultivation, nothing, you know. فبيني أسكنت ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم near your sacred house. So and he left them. Then we know the story that the mother of Ismail, Sarah, tried for water between Safa and Marwa, and she moved 7 times, and ultimately she was tired, and she came and she saw the water coming from the leg of her newborn baby Ismail. And that was the well of Zamzam, which is till today is full of water, and the Hujjaj are drinking from that water. So when that water was there, then gradually tribes of Arabs have come and lived there, because in desert they look wherever they find the water. So they found the water there, and then a life started. Then when the son Ismail grown up, now you see the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam has his old age, and he left his son to be, let us say, an adult at the age of 18-20 years, for example. So he become very elderly by now, and he was ordered to build the Kaaba, where يرفعوا Ibrahim القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل, when Ibrahim is raising the foundation of the house, of the sacred house, and Ismail, and they prayed, and when they finished, then they were ordered to call the people for Hajj. And here, when the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to slaughter his son, and the word used, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءَ الْمُبِينَ الْبَلَاءَ, the word here is وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكِلِمَاتِ. So probably as the people of exegesis of the Holy Quran, they believe the ibtila, which is mentioned here, is referring to that ibtila to slaughter his son, because in the Holy Quran that was the major ibtila for Ibrahim alayhi salam. So now Ibrahim alayhi salam, definitely he was already prophet for tens of years, maybe for 40, 50, 60 years already he is a prophet. So when here say, إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, I am making you an imam for mankind, it does not mean, does not refer to the prophethood, because already he is a prophet. So it shows that this is a new position given to Prophet Ibrahim عليه السلام, and this great position is higher than the prophethood itself. Because he was already a prophet, and after passing a difficult test and accepting the will of Allah and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is making him an imam for mankind. So from this we know that imamate and prophethood are two different positions. We should not say they are the same. They may be the same with the same person, but not all prophets are imams. Okay, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a prophet and imam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a prophet and imam. But maybe other prophets, they were not imam. Prophet Yahya alayhi salam, he was a prophet, but he was not imam, for example. Not mention that he is an imam. So the imamate is a special position given to certain prophets. Of course, we'll discuss more detail about the attributes of the imam in other ayahs of the Holy Quran, or maybe in the coming lectures. But however, I want to stress here that imamate and prophethood are two positions, not one. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said after, بَلْ إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Okay, so here, imamate is a very high position, then will be given to people who are at the level of a prophet, and not ordinary prophets, but a higher degree of prophethood, because there is a difference in levels of the prophet. Some of the prophets are superior to others. فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. some senior or superior to others. The prophets are not of the same level. Level of a prophethood, yes, all are prophets, but some prophets are superior and senior to other prophets, and as we say, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdal of all the prophets, senior and better than all other prophets in his position, or he has higher position. So imamate first, till now we see it will be given to people at a level of a prophethood, like a prophet at that level. Maybe prophet may not be prophet, but he is at that level, he has that capability, not ordinary person. And then that person will pass a test, and that test will show his ability that really he deserves to receive that position. Third, the word here, قَالَ إِنِّي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am جَاعِلُكِلٍ, making you an imam for the mankind or people. Now, I am means what? Appointment of the imam has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from the people. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, okay, now you deserve nomination for imamate, you nominate yourself and let the people elect you. If they elect you and you get higher votes, then you are imam. If not, then you lost your chance to be elected as an imam. So no, it has nothing to do with people, whether will people agree or not, whether people will elect or not. There is no shura here, there is no intikhab, no election here, there is no consensus or view of the people here. It is a matter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inni, I am making you an imam for the men. So the imamate again here shows it is by nomination from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not election of the people, because naturally who knows what position the people have, you know. I, as an ordinary person, I don't know the position of the people who deserve to be imam, who do not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, He knows who deserve, who don't, you know. So He has to appoint the imam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا, I will make you an imam. Here, ja'al, and we read the other ayah, ja'ala, inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifa, or the word ja'ala. Ja'ala may be translated as making, but what Allah make is something fixed and definite, will not change. You see, there are two things. Sometimes Allah asks you to establish a prayer, to fast, to be good. Okay, that is the religious orders. These are orders of Allah. But these orders to people, the people may do it, may not do it. It is order of Allah, but the people can disobey. So many people are not offering prayer or fasting or fulfilling their religious duties. So it is not 100% to happen, because it is for the people and they have freedom to be good or not to be good. But the word ja'al, I am making, the making which is used, ja'ale and ja'al and ja'alnahum or ja'alahum, is used in the Quran, and is used when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the things. The things which are made by Allah, these things will not change and cannot change. And you see the word ja'ale or ja'al, it came in many ja'ale about 73 places in the Holy Quran, or ja'alnahum or ja'ale is about almost 70 places in the Holy Quran, in different words of the Quran. All it will come about the creation, creating heaven, creating earth, creating the sky, creating the moon, creating the sun, creating the trees. All is about the creation. Whatever Allah has created. Because when Allah makes something, the thing will not be delayed to be made, you know. Not like the religious orders. Allah ordered the people may obey, may disobey. No. When Allah make, it will be formed right away. Because that is will of Allah and it will come. So like Allah made the heaven and made the earth and the sky, Allah made them as an imam. Now, if Allah makes something, is it possible for anyone to change that? Allah made the heaven and made the earth and made the life and made the trees and made all this universe around us and whatever things within that. These are all creation, say wujud, whatever is existing created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation of Allah cannot be changed by people. Yes, orders of Allah, maybe Allah ordered the people to be religious, they will not be religious. That is order, not a creation. Ja'al is used for creation. But you see, takween for the universe. So it is a universal law. It is a physical law, let us say. Something cannot be changed. It's not for us that we can change. Like gravity is on earth, you cannot change it. You say, I don't want gravity. You cannot. It's created in this way. The sun, the moon, the galaxies are there. You cannot change them. This is the creation. So when Allah makes someone as an imam, is there any right for people to change that? Is there any ability for the people to change the imam? Naturally, no. Imam will remain as an imam, whether he is a ruler or sitting at home, whether he is free or he is in jail, whether he is surrounded by his enemies and not allowed to meet with people, or he has the freedom to preach and teach and talk to people. So you see, it is a matter of physical law. Existence of the world depends on that, because making of the imam is exactly like making of the universe. And the world is not appointing by Allah. It's ja'il, making. Inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imaman. Or about Adam alayhi salam, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. So the word ja'al is making, and what Allah makes is the creation, the existence. So that is why we say imamate is a necessity for the existence around us. Is the physical necessity for the universe. Without that, the universe will disperse, will finish. Like we say, the gravity is a necessity for the material things. If there is no gravity, the human being will not be stable and everything will get scattered. So it is a necessity. Imamate is such a position that it is a necessity for life. Zarura kawniya, zarura wujudiya, zarura takwiniya. It's different words are used. So it is necessity for the existence, for the material life, and for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has created, then imam has that position and he has to be there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Okay, here Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and in the traditions also, to say فَمِنْ عِظَامِهَا, because Prophet Ibrahim saw it very great position, so he wished that this position will be for his offspring, for his children. And again here he asked to be for his children. It shows that it was at end of his life, because he got children at end of his life. At the beginning he didn't know he will get children or he will not get. He will not ask Allah that among my children, Allah say, you have no children, so where is your children? to keep imamate among your children. So you see, again here, asking of a prophet, Ibrahim alayhi salam, that imamate should remain among his children, it gives also another point that it was at his elderly life, and it shows that already he was a prophet. And naturally, this dialogue and test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be with ordinary person and then ask him. He has to be a prophet, so revelation comes to him and Allah will tell him and will inform him about things, and then he will respond to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, and that is the prophet who can communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through revelation or directly. But ordinary person, he cannot have that position. So here, the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked that among his offspring, imamate should continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, no, it cannot. Actually, he replied, yes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a condition that there should be no mani', no barrier to prevent that. So he mentioned the barrier which will prevent the people from becoming an imam is لا ينال عهدي الظالمين, those who are zalim or doing injustice, they will not reach the covenant of Allah. Or you say, my covenant, Allah says, my covenant does not include the unjust. Again, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word my covenant, ahdi. So it means what? It means imamate is a covenant between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the imam. It is not an election of the people to their ruler or caliph or president or whatever you call him. It is not the election of the people. Allah said, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي, my covenant. So he's expressing about imamate as my covenant to the imam, not an election. Allah will not say that the people will not elect the one who is not infallible, for example. If someone is not infallible, then the people will not elect him. There will be no shura. Nobody among the Muslim ummah is interested to vote for him, for example. So there is no discussion of vote or election or any other thing related to people. Allah make it related to himself. He said, ahdi, my covenant. So that is another point, that imamate is a covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say is appointment by Allah to the imam, not through election. And the word of zalimin here, the unjust, simple translation. Actually, it should be the not infallible. Because if we go to the word zalimin in the Holy Quran, sometimes it is used about shirk, like in the advice of Prophet Luqman alayhi salam, or Luqman alayhi salam to his son, يَا بُنَيْ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Do not relate a partner for Allah, because relating a partner, shirk, is a big ظلم, big type of injustice, some great type of injustice, ظلم. So shirk is one of the types of ظلم. But in other ayahs of the Holy Quran, the zulm is used for other types of sin, even below shirk. So it is not only shirk is zulm, but any type of sin is type of zulm. It is zulm either to people, or it is zulm to the person himself. Zulm to the person himself means injustice to us. If I do sin, either I am doing injustice to people, if I usurp their money, if I abuse them, if I insult them, if I exceed my limits to them, whatever. So that is type of zulm to people. But if I do not fulfill my religious duties, then I am doing injustice to myself, because I am now ready to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of my sin. So what bigger injustice one is doing to himself than to put himself in such a position that he may deserve punishment of Allah and may go to hellfire. So that is the biggest injustice naturally one is doing to himself. So the zulm is any type of sin is regarded as zulm. And the one who is not sinful is the one, simply we say, infallible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my covenant will reach not those who are unjust. So it will reach those who are just, and just here means those who are infallible. Now some may argue, they said, okay, some people maybe they are sinful at the beginning of their life, but then they repent and at end of their life they are not sinful. So they are not sinful, they are just. Not necessary to be infallible all his life. He did something wrong at the beginning of his life and now he repented, so why he cannot be an imam? If he become a Muslim and then after Islam, he is not doing any sin, so he is like infallible, or he is a just, and then why not he can be an imam? The answer that actually from this ayah we can see there are four possibilities of zulm. Either a human being is unjust all his life, always he is sinful and a bad person. That is one possibility. Second possibility, some people maybe at the beginning of their life good people, but at end of their life they become unjust or bad people. That is second possibility. Third possibility, some people maybe at the beginning of their life bad, and at end of their life they become good. And the fourth possibility, the person may be good all his life, I mean infallible all his life, at the beginning and at the end of his life is infallible. These are, theoretically speaking, four possibilities. The first two possibilities are actually so remote that Prophet Ibrahim a.s. will never ask Allah about them. Somebody who is corrupt and bad and sinful all his life, how come Prophet Ibrahim a.s. ask Allah to make this corrupt person as an imam? When he sees that he with difficulty, with passing all the tests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala successfully, then he deserves to be imam. How come he asked him that if one of my son, because he is my son and he is very corrupt, he is bad, doing all type of mischief, still, oh Allah, make him an imam? Naturally, a prophet will not ask such a silly question. Okay? The second possibility, we say, if someone is good at the beginning of his life but is sinful at the end of his life, again, if he is a sinful, the Prophet Ibrahim will not ask that he may deserve imamate. So these two naturally are out of a question. So now the other two are the possible people to be asked. So either someone infallible all his life, or someone who was at the time not infallible. He did maybe one time, one sin in his life, but now he is good. So these two, there is possibility to ask about them. So Prophet Ibrahim a.s. said, okay, this man, maybe he did one mistake in his life, but he's all right now, he's a good man, he's sincere, religious, fine, pious. Or another one who is infallible all his life. These are the two possibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the first one, who was unjust, will not deserve this position. My covenant will reach not this type. So he will reach one, reach the last one who is infallible all his life. So you see that point zero is not that, well, he was a kafir and then later on he became Muslim and then al-Islam yajubu ma qabla Islam, will delete whatever before Islam, now he deserves to be Imam or Caliph. No, it is not like that. He will not deserve that position, because that is a very high position and the person has to be infallible all his life. Actually, any type of sin, if we think about it deeply, it is type of shirk. Any type of sin, even a small sin, is a degree of shirk, degree of kufr. Because if we know that the truth and we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do a mistake, we are worshipping what? Our hawa, selfish desire. We are not worshipping Allah. So to do any sin means we are following our selfish desire. Any following to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is type of worshipping. To follow someone is to worship him. And the Quran says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen the one who has taken his desires as his God? So his desire as his God. So anybody doing even single sin, because that is his desire, not order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually he is taking that as a God for him. And it is a type of shirk then. As you know, the show or riya is regarded as type of shirk. If I do something, I offer a prayer nicely so that the people will see me and say, oh, what is a good prayer he is offering prayer. Not sake of Allah, for sake of people. That is riya, show. It is regarded as type of shirk. They say shirkul khafi. And when we go in the hadith, they say الشرك يدب في الناس أخفى من النملة السوداء في الليلة الظلماء. They give example that the shirk is with the people so hidden that it is more hidden than a black ant in a black stone in a dark night, so you cannot see it. Because doing anything for sake of Allah and others is regarded a type of shirk, because you are having a partner with Allah. If 99% I am building a mosque, for example, 99% of my intention is that for sake of Allah. 1% that, okay, the people also will praise me. Maybe 1%, maybe 1 per million, not 1%. Who can control himself completely that even 1 per million he will not think about the people or about his friends or about his teacher or parents? My father will be happy with me. Okay, not the people, forget about the people. I am becoming good, so my father is proud of me. So my son is very good, doing a great job. So I'm not doing it for sake of God 100%. Doing for God and my father. God and praise of the people, God and personal satisfaction sometimes. Okay, I feel that I am proud of myself. I did something great. Why I do nothing? I did something great. So I did for sake of I, selfishness. So you see, whatever we do, sometimes it has a degree of shirk. Now, some of such types of shirk may be forgiven. It is not like shirk to have a partner for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are two gods or three gods. That is the shirk which cannot be forgiven. But such type of shirk, a hidden type of shirk, may be forgiven, may not be. But what I mean, this is not like that. Otherwise, it would have been very difficult for anyone to live, because after all, a human being has that feeling, you know. People like Imam Ali alayhi salam, okay, maybe his intention is so pure that it is 100% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned at the Battle of Khandaq, when Imam Ali wanted to cut the head of Amr ibn Abdul al-Amri, he spit in his face, or maybe he abused him. So Imam Ali became angry, and because he was angry from him, he did not kill him at that time. He left aside for a while and he returned back and killed him. So the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Ya Ali, we saw you sit in his chest to kill him, but then suddenly you went aside for a few minutes and then you came back and you killed him. So what happened? Why you did not kill him at the beginning?" He said, "Because he spit on my face," or in some tradition said, "he abused me," maybe both of them, "and I felt angry for myself, and I did not want to kill him for sake of God. For sake of my anger. I wanted to kill him purely for sake of God. So I left aside so that my anger will come down and I will not kill him just as a revenge for myself." I said, "Because he came to kill the Muslims, to kill the Prophet, to destroy Islam, so I will kill him for sake of God," and he returned back and killed him. So you see that type of purity in intention, that not even one per million to be as a revenge for himself, but it was a pure 100% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that may not be with people in ordinary. So all, in that case, all will be zalimeen in a stage or in a level. To be not zalimeen means what? You have to be infallible. And that is what we say, that imams have to be infallible. We cannot have an imam who is sinful, whether at the beginning of his life or end of his life, or he do mistakes, or sometimes he may forget and the people will correct him. Then he says he will not deserve that position. He does not have capability to be an imam. See, the imam has to be capable. Like you say, a doctor has to have a degree. He passed the exam. If somebody does not have a degree, he said, "Okay, I did not have a time to study." Okay, you don't deserve to be a doctor. He said, I could not be infallible. Then you do not deserve to be imam. Simple as that. So one cannot claim himself to be imam. One cannot claim himself to be imam, or the Muslims should not look to him as an imam, whatever good he does, unless he is infallible. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin." And here, "La yanalu ahdi," actually he said, "wujud mani'." Some barrier. What does it mean, barrier? You see, if there is a fire and there is a paper, the fire has the ability to burn and the paper has the ability to be burned. Okay? You put the paper beside the fire will burn the paper. Now, if you put water on the paper and you bring the paper near the fire, the paper is there, the fire is there, they are near, but the paper will not be burned. What prevented the paper from being burned? A barrier, water there. They say, wujud mani', something preventing. Both the cause and effect are there. The fire is burning and the paper have the ability to be burned. So there is no change in the cause and no change in the phenomena. But what stopped effect of the cause is what? A barrier. That barrier was water, for example. Now here, about imamate, covenant of Allah as the mercy of Allah to mankind is there. Allah is kind and merciful to human beings and look to them equally. And the human being as a human being is capable as a human being to accept the covenant of Allah as an imamate. But at the middle, what will come? A barrier. That barrier is what? Zalimeen, to be unjust, to be sinful, not to be infallible. If you are not infallible, Allah say, "Well, you cannot, you do not deserve this position. I like you, I love you, but you do not deserve this position." So you see, the ayah gives that meaning, you know, لا ينال عهدي. It is a covenant of Allah, and that will not reach anyone who is zina. So whether the people will elect him, whether the people sit in saqifa and decide what they want, or he come by force, or ahlul halli wal aqd, the important people in the society, or intelligent people in the society, or the ulama in the society, this or that, whoever you discuss, is immaterial. Allah says, this covenant will not reach those who are unjust. Not possible. So, had to be, or to someone who is infallible, and as we said, infallible, all his life, he should not have committed one sin at any time of his life. We say from his birth till his death, not even from of age of puberty. Because even at his childhood, if he was unjust to himself, though there is no punishment of Allah because he is a child, but still he was unjust to himself. The word unjust to himself. He did injustice, but okay, will not be questioned, fine. Now, if a child commit a crime, maybe the law will not punish him like an adult. But he did a wrong thing, so he was unjust to himself. So they say the Imam is ma'soom, is infallible from his date of birth till end of his life. So we have to look to the Imam with that attribute, with that character, with that qualification. And this ayah is clear about that. أَلَّا لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. My covenant will reach not those who are unjust to Allah. Show that it is a covenant of Allah, and it will be for those who are infallible. And from the beginning, because there was a test, not only ordinary infallible person, because all the prophets are infallible. It should be infallible and then have a higher position to pass a test and deserve this great position. I think till this much is sufficient, and then we'll discuss other attributes and what are those positions needed for the Imam in some other ayahs of the Holy Quran, inshallah, in the next sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.